This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday refused to condemn the teenage shooting suspect accused of killing two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin, saying that he probably would have been killed if he hadn't fatally shot the demonstrators. Speaking during a White House briefing, Mr. Trump said the suspect was being very violently attacked before he opened fire. Last week, Kyle Rittenhouse grabbed an AR-15-style rifle and joined several other armed people in the streets of Kenosha, where businesses had been vandalized and buildings burned following a police shooting that left Jacob Blake, a black man, paralyzed. By the end of the night, prosecutors say Rittenhouse had killed two people and severely wounded a third. Mr. Trump also addressed accusations that supporters of his in Portland, Oregon, were themselves being violent. Video widely circulated online shows a caravan of Trump supporters shooting paintballs at protesters. Paint is a defensive mechanism. Paint is not bullets, the president said. They protested peacefully. For the first time, a self-identified member of the militant movement known as Antifa has been implicated in a fatal shooting. The person is reportedly under investigation for killing a supporter of President Trump on Saturday in Portland, Oregon. The left-wing protest movement has resorted to violent measures in the past in opposition to right-wing extremist groups, but has stopped short of lethal tactics. The victim, Aaron J. Danielson, was shot in the chest during violent skirmishes between members of a right-wing group called Patriot Prayer and counter-demonstrators that included Antifa and others. Police are investigating, but have not named a suspect in the shooting. The FBI has said it is supporting the investigation. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.